I'm speaking with Kip Tom, one of our BASF great growers, and we're following up a little bit on how the season has been this year. We know it's been hot and dry. Indiana, one of the states that has been impacted most significantly with the drought. As far as your crop is concerned this year, what did you see as far as your crop is concerned, the impact of the drought on your yield?
Well, in my 39 years of practicing this occupation, I can very easily say that this is the most challenging year we've ever faced in regards to dryness and high temperatures. We came off of February and March, some of the driest and warmest February and March we'd ever had, and started out planting corn in early April. And by the 24th or 25th of July, at that point in time, on a lot of our acres, we were nearly 14 inches behind normal on our rainfall. Couple that with the high amount of 90 degree plus temperature days we had through June and July. In fact, even in the last few days of May. So very challenging year. I'll put it this way. We've got fields that have 200 bushel APHs. People know in the insurance business, that's where our adjusted five-year average is. Over 200 bushel APHs that are going to be down at 20, 30 bushel range. You got to have some moisture to grow this crop. We got some other corn that we planted the 20th of May, some seed crop for Monsanto that actually some of that only had an inch and a half of rain on clear to the end of July. So very challenging season in Indiana for us.
What kind of impact did the drought have on using inputs such as herbicides and fungicides?
Well, clearly I'm sure it had an impact on fungicides. I think at a certain point in time, some producers backed away and said, we're at a certain point here, I don't think we can add any more incremental yield. We took a bit of a contrarian view on that. We looked at the results and of prior years in other areas that were having yield challenges, and we moved forward and applied fungicides to our corn acres and our soybean acres because we've seen the results that it did add yield to even under a stress year.
What do you think about how the 2012 drought is going to affect the 2013 season?
I'm not a weather forecaster, can't predict forward, but everybody that we've leaned on has said this is no indication that this is going to continue into 2013. We're moving on. We're looking forward to get this harvest over with. We're budgeting for record crops in 2013, and we'll plan accordingly.
Right now, what we're looking at when we're, you know, the forecast here for the drop in the crop production, does this make the rest of the world more important right now? We're looking at Brazil and Argentina as they're looking at their season now coming in. How does that impact them in terms of importance in crop production for the rest of the for the world?
Well, let's face it, the world in agriculture watches the United States and what goes on here. And I just came back from Argentina and Uruguay. And I can tell you that producers down there are making investments to make sure they can maximize yields. They've never seen these kind of returns. But at the same time, talk about Argentina for a second. Because of their tax structure and the pressure that's putting on Argentine producer, many of those producers, where we may have $8 corn, their corn is only trading for a little bit over $4. So not quite the incentive that we have here in the United States. Soybeans, their soybean prices are just a little bit over $9 right now. So not quite the incentive, as I said, we have here, but nonetheless, they're pushing hard forward to try to maximize yields. You get over to Uruguay, a little bit of the same story. So,
yeah, when you're talking about maximizing yields, what are their average yields down there normally?
Well, typically you'll see, you know, I try to always think this, for some reason when we're down, we're always talking metric tons per hectare, but when you equate it back to bushels per acre, typically on a lot of the good farms in the Corn Belt in Argentina and the Pampas, you'll see 150 bushel corn. Very good, rich, dark soils, you'll see 55, 60 bushel beans. So, but they seem to push beans a little bit harder than they do corn. They don't usually and typically put on the amount of nutrients that we do on corn up here in the United States.
Yeah, I was going to ask that in terms of inputs. Do they use as much herbicides or fungicides as well?
Well, you'll see them use fungicides, of course, on all the seed crops. Corn, there's very little use of fungicide there and very little use of fungicide on the soybeans in the areas that we produce in.
Now, what kinds of solutions and help do you think growers need in this extremely unusual situation? We've got an incredibly unusual situation this year, but What do they need when you've got a situation like this drought?
Well, I think what everybody needs to do is understand, first of all, what's went on out there in your fields over the past 3-4 months. What impact does that have on you next year? And I think the reality is you need to say, okay, let's get past this year. Let's focus on next year. Let's make sure that we put the right amount of nutrients out there to maximize yields next year. And let's not sit here and cry, oh, woe is me. Let's put our chin up in the air. Let's pick out the right crops we need to grow next year, and let's try to maximize those returns.